Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are two-thirds of the way through their first debate of three before the November 3rd presidential election. The event in Cleveland, Ohio, comes as Biden maintains about a 7 percentage point advantage over Mr. Trump in the polls. Topics so far have included the Supreme Court vacancy, the coronavirus pandemic, and revitalizing the economy. Defending the rush to confirm Amy Coney Barrett by the Senate before Election Day, Mr. Trump said, "We have the Senate and we have the White House and we have a phenomenal nominee respected by all. We won the election and therefore we had the right to choose her." Biden responded, "We should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is." Asked about whether he paid only $750 in taxes the year he was elected and his first year in office, Mr. Trump replied, "I paid millions of dollars in taxes, millions of dollars." Biden charged that Mr. Trump takes advantage of the tax codes and pledged to change them. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states. That raises the possibility that Mr. Trump could lose the popular vote, but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory in the race. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, once again Amy Coney Barrett. On Tuesday, she met with several Republican senators ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing, which is set for October. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at the age of 87. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was buried early Tuesday during a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried next to her husband, Army veteran Martin Ginsburg, who died in 2010. Ginsburg died September 18th at age 87 of cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, Guterres said. Science matters. Cooperation matters. And misinformation kills. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reached the grim milestone, a World Health Organization official said the actual toll is probably higher. The 1 million fatalities are among the more than 33.2 million people around the world who've been sickened by the disease, and there are growing signs that many nations are about to experience a second wave of the outbreak, especially the United States, which leads the world with over 7.1 million total cases and more than 205,000 deaths. Armenia and Azerbaijan traded accusations Tuesday of firing on each other across a shared border. It's the latest sign of a conflict over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh that is threatening to erupt into war. Both countries reported firing to the west of the region, where intense fighting broke out Sunday between ethnic Armenian and Azeri forces, killing dozens of people and wounding hundreds of others. Speaking on Russian state television, Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev and Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan both rejected the possibility of talks, despite urgent appeals from Russia and the United States to end the violence. The United Nations Security Council was expected to discuss the escalating fighting in the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to both Aliyev and Pashinyan and called for an immediate stop to the fighting, a de-escalation of tension, and a return to meaningful negotiations without preconditions or delay. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.